It's John F. Kennedy's birthday today, and Kevin Shortsleeve has these reflections on the youth of our 35th president.
Although privileged and wealthy, in some ways John Kennedy's childhood was less than ideal. He was often ill. His mother described a great difficulty with feeding him as an infant. At 4 years old, he suffered a severe case of scarlet fever. The health problems never seemed to cease for the boy. He grew up thin and weak, suffered appendicitis at 13, and repeated cases of jaundice through his college years. And biographer Nigel Hamilton speaks of the intense emotional neglect that young Jack endured from both of his parents. He suffered also from never being able to measure up to his stronger and seemingly always more accomplished older brother Joe, a view that Kennedy's father apparently reinforced. Despite these negative experiences, young Jack managed to flourish in this competitive atmosphere. Struggling to be noticed in a family of 9 siblings, he soon learned the power of a good wit. His 6th grade teacher, Miss Gurney, said that he was chiefly noted for his sense of humor. By age 13, Jack was capable of eloquently addressing a serious concern and getting his point across with style and grace. A note to his father speaks volumes of the young Jack's future talent as a politician. Kennedy titled his piece, A Plea for a Raise by Jack Kennedy, dedicated to Mr. J.P. Kennedy. Chapter 1. My present allowance is 40 cents. This I used for an airplane and other playthings in childhood, but now I am a scout, and I put away my childish things. Before, I would spend 20 of my 40 cents allowance, and in 5 minutes I would have empty pockets and nothing to gain and 20 cents to lose. When I am a scout, I have to buy canteens, backpacks, blankets, searchlights, ponchos, things that will last for years, and that I can always use. Well, I can't use a chocolate marshmallow sundae with vanilla ice cream. And so I put my plea for a raise of 30 cents for me to buy scout things and pay my own way. Finney, John Fitzgerald Francis Kennedy. Kennedy's humor, his persuasiveness, and his somewhat angst-ridden competitive edge stayed with him and served him well as an adult. He also kept hold of a certain childhood playfulness. Images of him running barefoot across the lawn in a game of touch football, or photos of the president's children playing and even trick-or-treating in the Oval Office, spoke to Americans of a youthfulness that was Kennedy and his young family. In his speeches, he spoke of a new generation of Americans, and it was often noted that he was our youngest president. The energy and innocence of this youthfulness are perhaps reasons why his untimely death caused so many Americans so much pain.